Unit 2. Being a good language learner. Listening, understanding, and communicating. Making suggestions and giving responses. Good afternoon, Anna. You look blue. What's troubling you?
Good afternoon, Miss Gao. You know, my classmates and I know a dictionary is a very important tool for us to learn English well, but we don't know how to use it.
Well, you can look up the meaning of an English word you see or hear and find the translation of a word in your language. You can also check the pronunciation and the spelling of a word.
Can we use it to learn grammar?
Sure. You can check the parts of speech of a word, the plural form of a noun, or the past tense of a verb. And you can also get to know the way in which some words are often used together. That is called collocation.
That's great. What else can we do with it?
You can enlarge your vocabulary by finding the words with the similar or opposite meanings of a word. And you can find examples of the use of a word in its natural language.
Cool. Thank you for your valuable suggestions, Miss Gao.
I'm glad they are helpful to you.